If you're just tuning in, a lady named Amanda emailed us because she was actually a self-confessed childhood bully who back in middle school locked a boy in a bathroom stall. Her whole class heard him yelling, "Help, I'm trapped in a toilet." And he was called Toilet Boy after that for years. And she moved away. It's always been on her mind, though. But recently, something happened with her own child that made her think, you know what? I really need to go back and apologize to that kid.
Which, you know, it's bad that she was a bully, but it's good that she's grown and matured and realizes, like, I need to apologize.
That is the important thing. Yeah. And I will say this, Amanda. This might get a little bit nasty.
Uh-huh.
And he might even call you some names during the call. And if he does, I have some advice.
Oh, that's good.
What's the advice?
Okay, write this down. I know you are, but what am I?
Stupid.
No.
Oh my God, Jeffrey.
It's classic middle school. You can't come back from
it's
that one.
I am starting to think you were like a bully at your private school or something. Yeah. Okay?
Oh,
like,
you were, but
yeah.
What is he?
Yeah. The other six kids in my school, they really had it coming.
Private school.
Yeah.
Your parents are millionaires and mine are billionaires.
That's, okay,
look at that shabby Lexus that you're driving.
Actually,
how many nannies do you have?
Okay, you know what?
See,
this isn't about me. This is about Amanda. What advice do you have for Amanda, Brooke?
Yeah, Brooke.
Well, you know.
Nothing. She's got nothing
no,
for you.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I mean, I think that if you are truly apologizing, if you really feel bad about something, I think the most important part of that apology is to not make excuses for it.
Yeah, fall on your sword.
To own your actions, to fall on your sword, like Jose said, and to be ready that maybe he's not ready to accept your apology.
I guess I have to keep that in mind. I have to be ready for anything.
Yeah, totally. I mean, because this guy obviously probably liked you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, huh.
Yeah.
All of
it. Yeah, and that's what makes it more horrible. Like, obviously at the time, I had no idea.
I know.
Yeah. When you're young, you don't
know.
Yeah. Do you want to make her feel a little bit worse before she makes the phone call, or should we just make it?
Kind of, but let's make the call anyway.
Let's just dial the number. You ready to do this, Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready now more than ever.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dial the number right now.
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
Is this Vinny?
Yeah, who's this?
Gosh, you probably don't remember me, but we went to middle school together. My name's Amanda.
Middle school?
We were in the same English class with Mrs. Norris.
Oh, hey, yeah, what's up? Hey, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it definitely has. So I got your number from some friends of friends that still keep in touch with you because I wanted to see, I wanted to reconnect, basically.
I'm flattered, but I am married, so.
No. Sorry, that's not what I wanted to call you, but I just wanted to talk if you had a second.
I guess, sure. What's up? What can I do for you?
First of all, I'm married too, so it's not like that. But I have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one of my kids was bullied at school the other day, and it, you know, kind of got me thinking about how we kind of bullied each other when we were back in school. I don't even know if you remember this. It was a long time ago, but do you remember the whole trapped in a toilet incident?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, how could I forget?
I still feel really bad about it, and I don't think I ever apologized to you. Oh.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. I probably went too far. And by the way, when those other kids turned it into a play, I had nothing to do with that. I had no idea they were going to do that. I have nothing to do with that. But But I know, I mean, there's no excuses. I was the instigator. And, you know, I realize now that it was a form of bullying. And I just want to say I am so, so sorry for that.
Well, thank you. I mean, for saying that, truly. And I mean, yeah, at the time, I thought it was a little too far.
I know.
But look, you don't need to apologize now. It's
no, 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 no. I actually do. It's really been weighing on me.
No. Trust me. You don't need to apologize. Because, look, here's what you don't know about the whole thing. The whole bullying incident, it actually really helped me in my life.
Oh.
If you remember, you moved away, like, right after that happened.
Yeah.
And the whole trapped in a toilet thing. I mean, even a few kids kept that going into high school.
Oh, my God.
No. The point is, it's good. Because instead of fighting it, I just decided to run towards it. You know, instead of toilet boy, I started calling myself the toilet king. And I laughed at it. And also, I mean, by the time I graduated, I thought, why don't I take it a step further, you know, and create a restroom cleaning business.
Oh.
Yeah. I actually did. And that was like about 12 years ago. And now, I mean, it's exploded. And I got over 24 franchises in 6 different states.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's pretty awesome. It's now a multi-million dollar company. And, I mean, I guess I have you to thank for it.
So. This is the best outcome ever.
Whoa. You're talking to the toilet king?
Whoa, you're the toilet king?
What's going on?
Hey.
What's going on? Who's talking?
Vinny.
Hey, Vinny, this is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Hi, it's nice to meet the Toilet King.
Wow.
Whoa. Wait, so I'm on a radio right now?
Yeah.
And we are so excited for your business.
That's amazing, dude.
Hey, thank you. I mean, free advertising, right?
Yeah.
So, we're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call. Amanda wanted to apologize for what happened between the two of you back in middle school, but I guess, it sounds like she didn't really need to, did she?
Oh, my God.
Vinny, she called us for advice, and we were telling her that you were going to cuss her out, that, like, this, because, I mean, the way she painted it, this ruined your life. Like, that it made your whole school experience really difficult, but apparently, you turned that thing right around.
Yeah. Dude, he thanked her. Yeah.
Amanda, what are you thinking right now?
I'm just, can't believe that happened. I like, you're actually thanking me for bullying you.
That's weird.
So weird.
I mean, it taught me you gotta roll with the punches. And truth is, back then I hated you, and like for years after even I did, because it was tough.
Yeah,
but I mean, life works out. You never know how they're gonna happen. And I mean, I'm the toilet king.
Good for you.
The story makes me cry. I'm not even kidding. Like, what a story about a person who can, like, overcome something and turn it into something positive. Like, you're amazing, Vinny.
I know. Brooke loves her time on the toilet.
I'm all teary. I think it's really cool, man.
Yeah. Everybody uses the toilet. So. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe you need to get those junior high kids back to do that play. It could be your next promotional thing.
Oh, yeah. Franchise.
I mean, Amanda, do you have anything else to say to Vinny?
Well, I'm just speechless right now, but I work at a restaurant, actually, and maybe we could hire you to clean our bathrooms and call it even.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I mean, we would love to do that. We could give you the family and friends discount.
Wow. There it is. You're considering her a friend.
Hey.
Dude, you want to be friends with this guy. I bet you have vacation homes. I bet you have boats.
I don't really want to get into all that, but we're doing really good.
Private jets.
Yeah. That's what I heard, too.
Well, wow, this is amazing. This has turned into an incredible call.
Dude, everyone needs to go out and bully people then.
No, that is not what it's about.
No, absolutely not.
No,
somebody bully me. You start, Brooke.
I've been trying for years. Yeah.
But Amanda, I will invite you over to the station and you can lock one of us in the bathrooms, because I feel like Good things about to happen.
Oh.